Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Matheson, author of The On-Demand Brand and also Branding Unbound. Rick, remind us what you do for your clients. If somebody comes in, calls you up and says, hey, help me, Rick, what would that look like?
Oh, everything from consulting for full initiatives to full campaign creative and more, content marketing and more. So if it's content, we create it.
All right, so check it out, folks. Check out the imatheson.com, and that's the I-E in the middle there, Matheson. Rick, we're talking about some of the big trends of the year in digital marketing. What about, talk to us about the Internet of Things. How is that affecting marketing? We've talked about Internet of Things on the show, but remind people what that is.
Sure. These are everyday objects that have network connectivity, so it allows you them to send and receive data. So it's things that are connected.
Your refrigerator sends you a text and says, hey, dude, you're low on milk.
Yep, or you're able to control your Nest thermostat from your mobile phone, you know, on your way home,
or a box of connectors can tell you where they are in the warehouse.
Well, yes, I mean that's really where it's all coming from. Everything that is in supply chain management now is going into the home, and it's happening very quickly. So, you and I have talked about Amazon Dash. It seemed kind of silly at the time, where these little devices, running short of detergent, press the button, and it's on its way from Amazon. Well, Jim, this summer, that has gone into overdrive. They have the Amazon Dash replenishment service, and more companies are signing on to it. Hmm. They just launched a Mentos Dash.
Mentos.
You run out of Mentos, you press the
button. The horror.
Of running out of Mentos. And in fact, now there's competition. So this week, Logitech launched Pop Switch, which is a similar device, but instead of a sort of dedicated device for one offering, you can choose multiple things to reorder based on.
What does all this information mean for small business, Main Street small businesses?
So there's two sides of the coin. One is retailers have new worries, you know, around Amazon because they can be even further Amazoned by this technology. But on the flip side of that, for anyone creating new products and new brands, to the extent that they're able to get them into this replenishment service, your product becomes a subscription. It's instantly reordered from folks. I like to say, you know, products are the new services. Mm-hmm. Well, Dash and these new connected
devices. So if you can't beat them, join them.
Exactly. I mean, this is sort of start to create these. Amazon's just making it very easy for the smallest of companies to, you know, get on board.
Wow, boy, things are changing. Will we recognize retail 5 years, 10 years from now?
With Macy's announcing they're closing all these stores.
How about that? 40% of the stores?
Yes,
ought to be good news for small business, shouldn't it?
It should, and it can be. I mean, part of this is, what they're finding is the stores aren't themselves the problem. It is that the areas where they were built 20 years ago, the demographics or whatnot, have changed.
Right.
And there's new exciting offerings out there. But the dynamic we're seeing is that folks go to these physical stores and they will often choose a product there and then order it from the website, use their mobile phone.
Right.
So there's this kind of dynamic relationship between a physical store and online that I think we used to be afraid that they would just completely disrupt it. But now companies are making it where it's easy enough to go on their own website to buy
but,
the product.
But let me say this. Here's a cautionary tale for small businesses, Rick, and that is that capability is now an expectation of your customer. Because the people who buy from Macy's may buy from you, and if they go in these other companies and they they can use their smartphone to do business with them, with these other big companies, that's now their expectation. And if you don't offer them something in proximity to that, then you will become irrelevant.
Yes. I mean, you have to think of it as synergistic. You can't just have the physical store or just the website. You've got to have a full digital, you know, think digital first, and give it, make it easy or easier to get from you.
Right.
Than it is from the big guys.
Right, absolutely. Hey, Rick, well done today. Good job. And give us the website one more time.
Sure. It's imatheson.com, imatheson.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. The books are The On-Demand Brand and Branding Unbound. Is both of those books by our good buddy Rick Matheson. Rick, good job. Come back soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Jim.
See you later. See you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.